Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America.
He's all night, he's going great against us, going to center right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time, baby. Taco Man Radio is in your face and on the air. Live from the West Coast in the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, I am Johnny Taco, obviously. For the next hour, we'll talk a little smack, we'll learn something, and maybe we'll delve into the world of sports as well. Of course, open phone lines if you'd like to join me. This is your show if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's the guilt-free, no commitment, Saturday night, Sunday morning, drunk text line. Why do I say that? Because if you're drunk after partying Saturday night, maybe you don't want to act like a fool on the radio, but you want to impart your thoughts so you can. You hit us up on the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Talking free agency, obviously LeBron James. Of course, LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can leave the Warriors. Maybe. Who knows? He wants a one-on-one deal. We'll talk about that in depth. What is a one-on-one deal and more on tonight's show. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. On the other side of the break, the undisputed heavyweight champion of late-night TV. You know, it ain't Johnny Carson no more, baby. In our generation, it's all about Seth Meyers. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Republicans are rushing to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy while simultaneously working to stop the Russia investigation. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump held yet another campaign rally last night in North Dakota, his third rally in a week. Now, we've been calling these rallies public therapy sessions, but it was never more true than it was last night. Watch as Trump airs his deepest insecurities about not being seen as smart, rich, or popular.
I meet these people. They call them the elite. These people. I look at them. I say, that's elite? We got more money, we got more brains, we got better houses, apartments, we got nicer boats, we're smarter than they are. And they say, the elite, we're the elite. And I thought that was so brilliant. I said, oh, I am so smart. I am the smartest person. My uncle was a great professor at MIT for 40 years. Can you believe 40 years? I said, but I'm smarter than him. I'm smarter than anybody. A thing comes out, a big poll and a couple of polls, a number of polls, that he's the most powerful, most popular Republican in the history of the party.
Oh, my God, dude, get a therapist. I know you're cheap, but get a therapist. Trump is like a guy at a bar who acts as his own wingman. My buddy thinks you're cute. He's smart and handsome and popular, and he's me. But you know what Trump says? He's smarter than anybody, and he had a chance to show off those smarts while talking about the complex issue of trade during his rally. Trump was defending his tariffs. Now, this is Trump's thing. It's his big issue, the thing he claims to be an expert on. And yet, when his aides slipped him a note during the rally about Canadian wheat practices, he seemed confused.
I'll tell you, John and Kevin gave me something. They just told me this. Canadian wheat markets consistently discriminate against the United States wheat by grading it as feed. Do you know what that means? They know what it means. I don't know what the hell it means. I just know it's a bad deal. What the hell does that mean? Yeah.
Great, that clears it up. Also, he yells out Canadian wheat like he's guessing in Pictionary. Canadian wheat! Only Trump could brag that he's smarter than anybody and then in the same speech admit that he has no idea what he's talking about. He's like a doctor looking down at you before surgery who says, don't worry, I'm the best surgeon in the world. Now just tell me, what does a kidney look like? While he was nursing his various obsessions, Trump decided to return to another one, perhaps his greatest obsession, Hillary Clinton. during a rant comparing the size of his crowds to hers.
If crooked Hillary would have won this election, and if she came here, which is about a 0% chance, after the election, she'd have 200 people in a conference room in a small hotel. And let me tell you, if our opponent, our wonderful opponent, when is she going to get over it? When does she get over it?
When is she going to get over it? If you're still asking that question 20 months after the election you won, you're the person who's not over it. Trump's like a guy texting his ex 2 years after they broke up. Why can't you stop thinking about me? And while Trump is obsessing over Hillary or his popularity, he also seems to have found a new hobby horse. How much, bear with me here, how much rich guys love rockets? He's mentioned it multiple times just in the last week while discussing his plans for NASA, including twice yesterday.
I said, listen, you got rich guys, for whatever reason, they love rockets. I said, lease them the land, charge them a lot, but let's do it that way. That's a lot better. We're like a landlord.
We have all these rich guys. They love rockets. They're all sending up Bezos and Elon Musk and all of them. They're sending they love the rocket business. Let them just rent it to them for a lot of money and let them play. You know, they need our land. It's good to be in the real estate business. They need our land. You know, we have rich guys. They love these rockets. I said, lease them the land, charge them a lot. They just want to send rockets. But I look at it with Bezos, with Elon Musk. They all love rockets.
He sounds like a stand-up comic trying out a new bit. What's the deal with rich guys and rockets? Seriously, though, why on earth would anyone want their own personal rocket? I mean, sure, things are bad right now, but it's not like anyone actually wishes they could blast themselves into outer space, right?
Breaking news.
We're following major breaking news. President Trump getting another opportunity to put his stamp on the United States Supreme Court for decades to come. Justice Anthony Kennedy announcing his retirement a few hours ago.
Hey, honey, it's me. Meet me at the launch pad in T-minus 20 minutes. No, don't bring the dog! So, Donald Little Rocket Man Trump will now have the chance to nominate a second Supreme Court justice who will shape the future of everything from gay rights to voting rights to Roe v. Wade. Trump, of course, is elated that he gets to pick a second Supreme Court justice who could help cement his legacy, and he made that clear yesterday when he was meeting with the president of Portugal. But right off the bat, he had to go and make it weird.
If you don't mind, I'll just make a quick statement of a man I also have great respect for, Justice Anthony. You know who I'm talking about. Justice Kennedy will be retiring.
He definitely forgot Kennedy's last name for a second. Justice Anthony, you know who I'm talking about. Old guy glasses. You know him, black robe. How do you forget the name Kennedy? It's one of the most famous names in American history. Is that why Trump puts his names on all his buildings so he won't forget it? My name is Donald. Donald Tower. Now, if you remember, Republicans stole a Supreme Court seat from President Obama by staging an unprecedented blockade of Obama's choice to fill the seat, Merrick Garland. They claimed back then that the American people should get to weigh in during the presidential election, which was, at the time, 9 months away.
The American people should be afforded the opportunity to weigh in.
We think that the American people need a chance to weigh in on this issue.
And ought to be put off out of this toxic arena right now and put off to after the election.
This should be a decision for the people, George. Let the election decide.
Let's let the American people decide.
There you go. McConnell said, let the people decide. So now that we're 4 months away from an election, I'm sure McConnell, a man of his word, will follow the rule he made up and hold off a vote until after the election. And I'm just kidding. McConnell was totally full of
We will vote to confirm Justice Kennedy's successor this fall. It's imperative that the president's nominee be considered fairly.
Considered fairly? You refuse to even meet with Merrick Garland. Look at that sweet man. That's like refusing to pet a golden retriever.
No, thank you. I prefer a rattlesnake. I like to pet a good old rattlesnake. Come here now. Not a snake.
Here's the lesson. The GOP isn't operating on arguments or principles. They don't care about being called hypocrites or liars. Hypocrisy isn't their weakness, it's their platform. We saw that yet again during a congressional hearing on the Russia investigation today. Remember, Republicans spent millions of dollars over 4 years investigating Benghazi and came up with nothing. And yet today they basically yelled at Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to end the Russia investigation. Here's retiring GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy freaking out at Rosenstein today.
We're 2 years into this investigation. We're a year and a half into the presidency. We're over a year into special counsel. There's a presumption of guilt. There's a desire by Democrat senators to fundraise off of your investigation. More than 60 Democrats have already voted to proceed with impeachment before Bob Mueller has found a single solitary damn thing. More than 60 have voted to move forward with impeachment, and he hasn't presented his first finding. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up.
What's up with Trey Gowdy? I mean, look at him. Loose tie, messy hair. He looks like he's about to be cut off by the bartender. They're trying to impeach him! Of course, Gowdy's the same guy who dragged Hillary Clinton in front of a committee to testify about Benghazi during the presidential campaign. And even he admitted after that hearing that he didn't learn anything new.
Well, when you say new today, I mean, we knew some of that already. We knew about the emails. In terms of her testimony, I don't know that she testified that much differently today than she has the previous time she's testified. So I'd have to go back and look at the transcript.
Go back and look at the transcript. Even the transcript would be fed up. Establishment Democrats need to learn that Republicans don't care about being hypocrites. It's just raw politics. Trump doesn't care for your respect, for rules or norms. In fact, there's only one thing Trump does seem to deeply care about.
Rich guys, they love rockets.
Here's been a closer look.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of late night TV. You know, it ain't Johnny Carson no more, baby. In our generation, it's all about Seth Meyers. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
LeBron James texted Kevin Durant to join him in Los Angeles. And I love it. Couple of things. Number one, Stephen A. bets 1,000. He said it. It's fact. And I believe it. And I bet Kevin Durant thought about it. We've been talking about this. Something's been off here with Kevin Durant and the Warriors all year. You had the Steve Kerr comments to Zach Lowe right after they won another championship and the honeymoon was over. And then, of course, Bob Myers taking that swipe at KD and telling him bizarre fashion at the parade. It was odd, yet revealing. Kevin Durant and Steph Curry reportedly at odds. Same with KD and Steph. And by the way, in theory, friction's good. Friction's okay. You win a championship. But I could see this. And while all signs point to Kevin Durant opting out and then staying in Golden State after he opts out, what about next year? Think about it. What if LeBron stays in Cleveland? Keep your eyes glued on that Kevin Durant contract. If he could somehow do a one-on-one to be a free agent in 2019. Oh, baby. And by the way, Kevin Durant just won 2 titles in Golden State with the Finals MVP. He doesn't care what you think about him leaving Golden State to join LeBron. If anything, it would be Kevin Durant reminding the world he rules the NBA landscape again.
Adam Sheen telling it like he is, of course, Kevin Durant, the most unhappy player on the Golden State Warriors. He just is. He's sort of like, he's not disenfranchised, but, you know, it's Steph Curry's team. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry to put it to you like that. I mean, we'll get to LeBron and Kevin Durant possibly hooking it up in L.A. in a minute. But I'm going to tell you, I've got to water the grass for it in order for it to grow, so you know what I'm talking about. Because, you know, people don't realize this, but Kevin Durant, there's even a couple of shots were thrown by Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, the great coach that he is. Of course, great guy, no doubt, a goodwill ambassador in the neighborhood as far as that's concerned. But, you know, he popped off a couple times about Durant this year and that maybe weren't all that positive about Kevin Durant when he was coming back from those injuries and things like that. So Durant, he's got some issues in Golden State. Plus, as I said, it's Steph Curry's team. Any way you look at it, Kevin Durant go out there and score 70 points. Guess what? It's still Steph Curry's team. It's always going to be Steph Curry's team. I mean, he's got the world championship. He came in here. He got the world championship. So he's got that. Now he wants his contract. It's called a 1-in-1 contract. In other words, he wants to sign a 2-year deal for like $65 million. But the first year for like $31 or $32 million is guaranteed. And the second year, he doesn't mean it's an option. In other words, maybe I can stay, maybe I can go. It's my choice. Of course, some people think he's taking out these single-year salary caps in order to beat the salary cap. In other words, to get the most money for each season. But maybe a long-term deal will get more than that. But if he were to go to the L.A. Lakers and hook up with LeBron James, I mean, that would be the beginning of a franchise, no doubt about it. I mean, think about that. You wrap some good guys around them, maybe even some average guys around them. The fact that they're just two studs, because LeBron, whether you want to admit it or not, Golden State Warrior fans, a lot of them around here in the SF area, no doubt about that. But whether you want to admit it or not, as far as the man in the center, the big man in basketball, the king, is LeBron James. I mean, there's no princes. It's all about the king. It's LeBron. So LeBron goes to L.A., and 1 year from now, Kevin Durant leaves the Golden State Warriors. He sticks around for one more year because, you know, the Lakers really aren't going to be in a challenging position this year, even with LeBron. I think there'll be enough talent built around LeBron. But I think after 1 year, LeBron gets his oars in the water down there in the City of Angels, Hollywood, things like that. Of course, he'll get going. He'll be running the team just like he ran the team in Cleveland, just like he ran the team in Miami, okay? He is the guy. I mean, he's the guy. He reminds me of Rick Barry back in the day. I mean, Rick Barry was that – he had that much command of the floor as far as the actual floor, the entire hardwood. Rick Barry knew what was happening. I think LeBron James, for a big man, I think he's the quintessential duplicate of Rick Barry. Can't shoot the underhand free throws, but I'm telling you, as far as a brilliant mind's concerned, I think LeBron's it. Of course, LeBron and Kevin Durant hooking it up, maybe the greatest twosome in a long time as far as the NBA is concerned. But I'm telling you, put your money on it right now. Those of you that thought the Raiders were going to stay in Oakland, I told you they were going to Vegas 3 or 4 years ago. You laughed at me. Yeah, you bet them against me on that one. Don't bet against me here. I'm telling you, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, the L.A. Lakers in a year from now. Now, Chris Paul, probably one of the best free agents out there, no doubt about that. Of course, he got hurt in the Warriors playoffs games, wasn't able to produce for the Rockets against the Warriors. He, too, was a free agent. He signed a deal for like $60 million, something like that. So he's back with the Rockets. Lucky Rockets. Rockets had like three guys on the free agent list, and you don't want that many guys, you know, rocking and rolling and leaving your team, especially if you've got a formidable playoff team, as were the Houston Rockets. Clint Cabela, he's another guy. He's a free agent, of course, out of Houston. But the guy that I want to talk about, and, you know, he was a stud. This is, I mean, outright stud, man. I mean, nobody was better than Jabari Parker. Nobody was. Restricted free agent, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks. Hasn't played in a couple years. Missed basically two seasons due to torn ACL tears in his left knee. But, you know, I'm telling you, when this he makes things happen. Not too many people make things happen. He makes things happen. He can change the course of the game. He can change the entire. He's the man. In other words, when Jabari Parker's together, he is the best point forward maybe in basketball. Maybe I can say that. I'll kid you not. Of course, he was. He was number two overall pick at one point in time. I mean, and he's a bad dude. There's no doubt about it, pound for pound, but those two torn ACLs, well, that's a pain in the, you know, if you're in the front office, you're thinking about spending like, you know, 60, 80 million bucks, 100, maybe 100 million bucks on a player, and Jabari Parker's got these two torn ACLs, and he's missed two whole seasons almost, what are you going to do? I mean, do you gamble on the greatness? That's $100 million. That's a whole lot of money to gamble, and straight up, I don't think that too many teams want to make that kind of gamble, but I'm telling you, if there was a guy in this top 15 or 20 free agents here in the 2018 field, if there was a guy that was the sleeper, a guy that could really produce, a guy that could turn things around, a guy that could be a franchise player, okay, and not going for the super, super huge bucks, it's Jabari Parker. This is absolutely no doubt about it. If he remains healthy, he's a stud. If he doesn't, hey, you gambled and you lost. It happens before. I mean, you know, if I was a franchise, would I do it? I don't know because it's not my $100 million. Hey, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio live, of course, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is, let's talk a little baseball. Of course, baseball hot and happening on Major League Baseball. And, I've always got this fantasy as far as the San Francisco Giants are concerned that they're always going to win World Series because, you know, they won like three in the last 5 years or 7 years, something like that. You know, the bottom line is, as far as World Series is concerned, the Giants are studs. The Oakland A's, not so much, of course, on the other side of the bay. But the A's, how can I put it? I've always called them the best franchise, the best AAA franchise in Major League Baseball. It just has. I mean, Cespedes, I can go on and on, all the guys they've supplied to other teams. It's just the way it is. I mean, the A's discover them. The A's put them together. And what do the A's do with them? They let them go to free agency because they don't want to pay them the money. Something about that cheap family that runs the Oakland A's, man. All they want is the TV money, and at the end of the day, I guess that's enough. Some other finals from Saturday's Major League Baseball scores. Toronto beat Detroit in Toronto 4-3. Minnesota came up short against the Chicago Cubs, baby. The Cubs are winners at home 14-9. Cleveland lost to those lowly Oakland A's, right? Oakland A's won at home 7-2. Again, the best AAA team in all of baseball, no doubt about it. The LA Angels, 6-2 winners over Baltimore, and Houston came up short in Tampa Bay
5-2. Now, as far as the Giants are concerned, 43-40 now, as I said, a winner tonight, no doubt about it. They're looking 44-40, looking like it may be a team that can make a move now. Of course, you don't have to be a great team to make a move here in the Western Division. I mean, what I mean is great teams is, you know, there's the Dodgers and there's Arizona. I mean, there's some good teams, no doubt about it. But as far as records are concerned, in other words, somebody doesn't have to win like 80% of the games in order to win the division. You can have a horrible record, or not a great record, but a winning record, and still win the NL West. So straight up, the Dodgers, of course, Arizona, and the Giants. But right now, the Giants look like they've got a hot hand. Of course, they've always got people in the front office that are just them and Bruce Bochy, man. They just put it together. There's no doubt about it. There's no putting by the fact that they've won three world championships in as many years as they have. They are a great team, no doubt about it. And you know what? I've knocked Bruce Bochy over the year because he does look like a step and fetch it type of guy. What I mean by that is, you know, he just looks like, but he isn't that guy. He's smart as hell. He's a baseball genius, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Of course, I am Johnny Taco. If you're welcome to my show, that means you're here. And I thank you so much, because the bottom line is you can be anywhere in the world. If you're listening to Taco Man Radio, and that's making me feel good. Open phone lines around the planet. Got some time left in this show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Again, the Gilfrey, no commitment text line. I'll get to those in just a second. Get this, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Winston from Atlanta says, you're out of your mind, Taco Man. You and, yes. We are not big fans of President Trump. Sorry about that, pal. If you're looking for a pro-Trump show, it's not going to happen. Not here tonight, anyway. Anyway, not on the Taco Man Radio Show. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from the mighty Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. The left coast, baby, the west coast, San Francisco, California. I am Johnny Taco.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now.
800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is happening, everyone? The diner is back, open for business. I've got the best and the worst in the week in sports all wrapped up in one nice little tidy package for you on my menu tonight. Almost exclusively all World Cup soccer, because we're in the middle of the World Cup and we are in the knockout stages and things are awesome. So without further ado, let us begin. First off, winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Kylian Mbappe, the French forward, also plays for PSG. He's on loan from Monaco. In France's 4-3 victory over Argentina on Saturday, more on Argentina in just a moment, Kylian Mbappe, age 19 years old, scores two goals and draws a foul in the box, which led to a penalty and an Antoine Griezmann goal. So he drew a penalty, and he scored two goals in their 4-3 win over Argentina in the round of 16, knocking Argentina out of the tournament. Mbappe joins Pelé as the only teenagers to score two goals in a single game during the knockout stage at the World Cup. He's also donating his World Cup bonuses to a program in France that helps children with disabilities play sports, which is about 20,000 euros per match. So Kylian Mbappe had an amazing Saturday. He's young, he's a star, he's an even bigger star. If he hasn't already wrapped up best young player at the tournament, I don't know what he's going to have to do to secure that. But he's well on his way to winning that award. And at age 19, already very humble, he's got a sense of the bigger picture, and he's donating his World Cup money. Remember, at 19 years old, 20,000 euros, pounds, dollars, whatever it is, that's a lot of money. But he knows, as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to get paid a lot of money playing soccer, and he's doing the right thing and paying it forward and supporting what appears to be a very great charity in France, helping children with disabilities play sports. So Kylian Mbappe, you're definitely a winner today. Second winners, World Cup fans, all of y'all across the world, across the United States, all around the world, even in the other galaxies. We're all winners, folks. There was only one scoreless draw during the entire group stage, and it came on the last round of matches. So we went two matches. Every single group had two matches, every single team, and there were no scoreless draws. That is awesome. Part of the problem people have in the United States with soccer is that it's so boring. Games can end in a tie. Well, you only got one scoreless tie. So even if there was a tie, goals were being scored. In fact, 122 goals in the first 48 games. That's the entire group stage. On Saturday, we had 10 more goals in two games. 4-3 France over Argentina and 2-1 Uruguay over Portugal. Goals are being scored. The world is united. Mexican fans are carrying Korean consulate members around the plaza because, hey, Korea helped Mexico get to the next round. They knocked out Germany. More on them in just a second. It's a beautiful thing what the game of soccer does. It brings the world together, and it's absolutely beautiful. Final winner this week, NBA teams with cap space. A lot of quality free agents on the market, folks. Kevin Durant has already agreed to re-sign with the Warriors. 2 years, $61 million. The second year is an option, a player option. But that still leaves guys like LeBron, Paul George, DeMarcus Cousins, and Dwight Howard all as free agents. Kawhi Leonard, he's expected to be traded soon, too. There's a lot of quality talent out there. Teams like the Sixers, the Lakers, even the Rockets. All of them are expected to make big plays on the big free agents. And it's going to be an exciting one. Free agency starts soon. It starts Saturday night at midnight. Or I guess technically it's Sunday morning at midnight. But whatever. It's starting soon. So how about that? We could see Paul George and LeBron team up in LA. Maybe LeBron goes to Philly. Kawhi Leonard gets traded to Boston. Who knows what's going to happen. But there are big names on the market. And this is going to be an insane free agency period. So if you're an NBA team with cap space, or you're a fan of a team that has cap space, you're definitely a winner this week. All right. Can't have winners without losers.
Easy! Le who? The her.
First loser, Cristiano Ronaldo. Portugal loses 2-1 to Uruguay. They're out of here. Knocked out of the World Cup in the round of 16. Portugal, the defending European champions. Remember 2 years ago, 2016, they won the Euros. Which basically, for those of you who don't know, it's basically a World Cup competition, but only European teams. So they beat Italy, Spain, Germany, France, Poland, Croatia. They beat all those teams. They were the European champions 2 years ago. And they go out, and Cristiano Ronaldo, still in his entire career, illustrious career, has never scored a goal in the knockout stage of a World Cup. And it's unfortunate. Cristiano Ronaldo scores a ton of goals for club and country, but just he had a hat trick in the opening game against Spain to get a draw. But sometimes, we've seen it with LeBron James, superstardom can only carry a team so much. And for the rest of Portugal, just not up for the challenge to help Ronaldo get deeper into the tournament. Second losers, we mentioned this team, Germany, the defending champions. They failed to escape the group stage for the first time ever since this format was adopted. First time ever. They're the fourth defending champion out of the last five to go out in the group stage. 1998, France wins in France. 2002, they don't make it out of the group stage. 2002, Brazil wins. And in 2006, Brazil gets out of the group stage. They are the one exception. 2006, Italy wins. And in 2010, they don't get out of the group stage. 2010, Spain wins the World Cup. 2014, they don't get out of the group stage. And here we are, Germany, 2014 World Cup champions. They don't get out of the group stage in 2018. They lost to Korea. Again, nothing against South Korea. They played amazing. Sun Ming, he plays for Tottenham in England. He's a very good player. But Germany are the defending champions. They should not be losing to Korea. And they lost to Korea on the final day of the group stages. And they got eliminated. Mexico and Sweden both beat Germany. They're out of the World Cup. Germany. So losers this week. And my third losers, Poland. Ranked number 8 in the world. Yeah, how about that? Poland, led by Robert Lewandowski. Ranked number 8 in the world. They won one game in the World Cup, just like Germany. Two losses, one win. And their one win came in the third game when they had already been eliminated. They beat Japan. But Poland, definitely losers this week. All right. Cousins, very not too distant cousins. You losers, it's good job, good effort. This one goes out to Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi continues to be the guy for Argentina who never won a major trophy for them. No Copa Americas, no World Cups for Argentina. You remember they lost to Germany in the World Cup final last go around back in 2014. Messi retired. It was more, I think, he just didn't want to go through the rigorous qualifying process again. Argentina almost doesn't qualify, so Messi does come back. He helps them qualify, and then here we are. He flops in the group stage. He gets through the group stage and then flops in the knockout round. Lionel Messi, just like Cristiano Ronaldo, has never scored in his entire career in the knockout stages of a World Cup. Imagine that. Kylian Mbappe, age 19. This is his first World Cup. He's played one game in the knockout round. He's got more goals in the knockout rounds than Messi and Ronaldo combined. Just let that sink in. So good job. Good effort, Leo Messi. Amazing for Barcelona. That's when he's surrounded by A-plus talent. Not so much the case when he's with Argentina. Finally, say what? Mike Trout. Yes, yeah, I know. It was almost all soccer except for basketball and Mike Trout. Mike Trout hasn't gone more than two games in a row without reaching base safely since his debut in April 2012.
Say what?
Sometimes we take Mike Trout's greatness for granted. That is an absurd stat. Mike Trout has never gone three games in a row where he didn't get on base via hit by pitch, a walk, or getting a hit. How about that? Yes, he's not quite at the Hall of Fame level yet, but very soon, Mike Trout, if he continues even remotely close to what the career arc is trending towards, he will be a Hall of Famer soon. That is going to wrap it up for the diner. We're closed. You got to go home. Sorry, we're closed. But there is more Sports Overnight America coming up right now with Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It's time. It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it, to have one champion, one face, one name, and go by the name of Deontay Wilder? I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Saturday night on ESPN, of course, big fight, no doubt about that. Straight up, the 168-pound championship of the World Boxing Organization was on the line. Azurdo Ramirez, now 39-0, pitched a shutout over this guy that was undefeated. Romero Angulo came in like 23-0, and he won a round on two judges' cards. It was 119-109 on two judges' cards, which means 11-1 in rounds, and the other judge had it 12-0. I thought it was a rout. I'm going to tell you, listen, when you're a mismatch in a fight, and you're the opponent in the fight, and you basically have no chance to win, you have to take chances. You have to make risks. That's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter, the ability to take a risk. I mean, the guy was good enough to become 23-0, but he wasn't good enough to win the world championship tonight because he didn't know how to go to a plan B. See, when you're beaten by talent, you've got to find a way to beat talent, okay? Most guys don't realize that. I mean, how many guys have tried to outbox Floyd Mayweather? That never made any sense. Guys like Robert Guerrero, I mean, come on, they're not even really accomplished boxers, and they're trying to outbox the best boxer in the world? You got to be kidding me. But they try to do it time and time again. Anyway, speaking of money, the World Heavyweight Championship is supposed to go down in a year from now, April 2019 in Cardiff, Wales, or Wembley Stadium. The World Heavyweight Champion, Anthony Joshua, of course, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 21-0, 20 knockouts, of course, the IBF, the World Boxing Organization Champion, WBA Champion. Take it on, the WBC title holder. We just heard from him. We're talking about Deontay Wilder. That's right, of course. He's like undefeated now, 41-0. But, you know, most of those guys he fought were like Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez. I mean, Johnny Taco. A whole lot of hobos. What am I trying to tell you? It'll be a big fight. It's for all the money. But Deontay Wilder says he wants a 50-50 split. And to want a 50-50 split in a fight where one guy could draw 90,000 people and you can draw 9,000 people is insane. Either that or he's smoking PCP. One or the other. The bottom line is, if you get a 65-35 deal, that'd be a great deal because there's that much money involved. I'm telling you. 90,000 people will see this fight live, and everybody in the UK will want to watch this fight on pay-per-view or at a closed-circuit event. This will be the biggest fight. The only bigger fight could be Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. And guess what? If Deontay Wilder doesn't sign this deal, if they don't get it together, it'll be Joshua and Tyson Fury for all the marbles in the UK, and they can sell a million tickets to that in the UK, no doubt about it. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, the WBO. Their convention this year, October 29th through November the 2nd, they'll be live in Managua, Nicaragua, returning to the home of the late great Hall of Famer Alexis Arguello. Of course, Arguello dying in 2008 via gunshot. Did he shoot himself? Was it a suicide? Or did somebody shoot him? Well, I think I'll have some tips to that story when I come back, of course, from Managua, Nicaragua. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check us out online at WBOboxing.com. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is actually where Minsoo Kim wants to be. This is his only shot, really, to hope to catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands. But you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsoo Kim, probably thinks the
like
weight
said,
of the world
Brock,
is on him right now.
Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And actually technically he did it very well.
Yes,
also.
He did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up, but he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsoo Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, it looks like he's been out wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsu Kim trying to keep him in his cap. That's it. Eating him. Yeah. That's it. And they're over. Excited here at ringside.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Wrapping things up here on the Taco Man Radio Show. Don't forget, Johnny Taco comes to you each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, on the East Coast at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. That's Sunday morning, of course, in Honolulu, Hawaii, for Alexis and my buddy Hector over there. It, of course, is 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Hawaii time. 7 p.m. Hawaii time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's right, Taco Man Radio comes to you live each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to thank, of course, the king of late-night TV. No doubt about that, the great Seth Meyers. LeBron James, what can I say? He's the king, and he always will be the king until he retires. As far as Dominic Jimenez is concerned, hey, he's the king of this show. Our undisputed champ, no doubt about it. Dom's Diner delivered again tonight. No doubt about that. And last but not least, I want to mention the fact that my producer, the great Scott Cuddy, is back in town. Last week was hell without him, folks. We moan and complain about him, but when he's gone, this place is a wreck. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Taco, and of course, you can be anywhere in the world where you listen to the Taco Man Radio Show.
Yeah.